Hello, Booniverse. Now, it's at times like this that I lay down and I listen to a few boos, and I have to be honest, I haven't done that for a while, and just listen to a boo that Paul Omani, Omani blog here on Audio Boo and Twitter and other things like that, posted 4 days ago, although it might be five as it's now Tuesday, about republishing or what a better word, recording in an audio format something that a print or a newspaper journalist has written. And that got me thinking, it's like, that's actually a very good idea. That is something that is never really done, and something that certainly local papers don't provide. So I think I'm going to give that a go. So when I wake up tomorrow morning, I shall look at sort of some of the local papers around where I live, and there's quite a few for me. So it's not hard for me to do it. So I'll look at some of the local papers. I think I will go down the route of contacting them and see if it's a service they would like. And then perhaps recording it, publishing it here on Audio Boo, and also giving them the raw MP3, because I think that would be quite nice, and then they can host it in whatever format they would like. But Paul, I think you've got a really good idea there, and I think that it is something that I would be interested in listening to other people's boos from all over the world about local papers, because we all live in a community. And what annoys me most is the people from sort of national media, when you get them pronounce a name place wrong. So, for instance, up in Oxfordshire, there's the town of Bicester, which is pronounced Bicester, but now at times you see it on TV, Bicester. No, it's Bicester. At least if you're someone local, they'd know how to say it. I mean, you wouldn't get me to read something in Welsh because I couldn't do it, or Gaelic, or French, or Spanish. But I think that's a really good idea, so I'm going to do that. So don't be surprised if tomorrow afternoon there's a boo from me containing someone else's words.